This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast. An earthquake registering 8.9 magnitude struck off the coast of Indonesia today. The tremor triggered 20-foot-high tsunami waves that devastated coastlines in India, Sri Lanka, and Southeast Asia. Wire services report that more than 3,000 people had been killed in at least five countries, and the toll is expected to rise. Julie Martinez is a geophysicist with the United States Geological Survey. She joins us from Golden, Colorado. Good morning, Ms. Martinez.
Good morning.
What do you expect in terms of aftershocks from today's earthquake?
We've actually already located a magnitude 7.3 aftershock from this. However, we expect the aftershocks to continue for a few days, weeks. It could last even months, or sometimes with earthquakes of this size, they can even last for a year or so.
The tsunami waves that were touched off by the earthquake hit as far away as 1,000 miles from the epicenter. Is there any additional risk of other tsunamis hitting at greater distances?
That depends upon aftershocks. If there's a sizable enough aftershock, it can cause more tsunamis. However, that's something that we can't predict or postulate on whether it will occur.
Does each earthquake generate one tsunami or multiples?
This earthquake actually generated multiple tsunamis. Some earthquakes just generate one tsunami large enough, but you'll see different levels, sea level rises. However, it just depends upon the earthquake.
And how does today's earthquake rank against other major earthquakes?
This is actually the fifth largest earthquake since 1900, and it is the largest earthquake since the Prince William Sound earthquake in Alaska of 1964.
Julie Martinez is a geophysicist with the United States Geological Survey. She spoke with us from Golden, Colorado. Thank you very much.
Thank you.